From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Authorities in the U.S., Yemen, and elsewhere are searching for the suspects who tried to mail two bombs from Yemen to synagogues in the Chicago area. Authorities on three continents thwarted the attacks yesterday when they seized explosives on cargo planes in the United Arab Emirates and Britain. John Brennan is the White House counterterrorism chief.
We're working very closely with our partners in Yemen and the United Arab Emirates, as well as in the United Kingdom and other countries as well. We know that al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has been trying to carry out attacks against U.S. and Western interests, as well as against Yemenis. So as we continue with this investigation, we are trying to understand who is behind it, the responsibility, and make sure that we understand the scope of the threat that we might face.
U.S. officials say they are increasingly confident that al-Qaeda's Yemen branch is responsible, and authorities in Dubai say the bomb found there bears al-Qaeda's hallmarks. President Obama, meanwhile, has directed the Department of Homeland and Security to take additional precautions. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Obama was notified of a possible terror threat by his Homeland Security Advisor, John Brennan, late Thursday. Suspicious packages sent from Yemen were found aboard two cargo planes, one near London, the other in Dubai. The president directed U.S. intelligence and law enforcement officials to investigate whether the threats were linked to other terrorist plotting. Authorities have been checking additional planes carrying packages from Yemen, and the White House says Mr. Obama has been getting regular updates on the investigation. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
President Obama has a busy weekend of campaigning ahead of him as Tuesday's midterm elections approach. He'll be speaking at Democratic National Committee events in Philadelphia, Chicago, Cleveland, and Bridgeport, Connecticut. The president will be back at the White House for Halloween tomorrow evening. Forecasters had said Tropical Storm Sherry would weaken today, but now it's strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane. Sherry, however, is no longer headed toward land. It has passed well east of Bermuda, where officials have canceled storm warnings. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Tropical Storm Tomas could become a hurricane today. It's carrying top winds of 65 miles per hour, but Robbie Berg with the National Hurricane Center says that could soon change.
We really don't think that it's going to maintain its tropical characteristics for very much longer. In fact, we think sometime on next day or so, we think it'll become an extratropical cyclone.
Tomas is nearing hurricane strength as it passes near Barbados. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is trying to ease tensions between China and Japan. She's in Hanoi today for an Asian regional summit. Clinton says both sides should remain calm in the dispute. The leaders of China and Japan met informally today. There had been speculation they would not because of a territorial dispute over a group of islands. This is NPR News. Australian rescuers are confirming today that all four passengers aboard a French helicopter that crashed in rough weather in Antarctica have been confirmed dead. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority issued a statement today. It also says the French are conducting recovery operations with assistance from Australia's Rescue Coordination Center and the staff at the American McMurdo Base on Antarctica. The helicopter crashed Thursday evening. Four French citizens were in the helicopter, a pilot, a mechanic, and two employees of the French Polar Institute. That's a state-run research center. John Stewart says he's not leading anyone anywhere in his rally to restore sanity scheduled for this afternoon on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, Stewart says he wants to mock overheated political rhetoric.
Stewart has positioned his rally to restore sanity as a counterpoint to angry protests. For example, he's promised it will wrap up early enough Saturday afternoon for younger parents to get their kids back from the babysitters. But some political pundits question what they say is his disdain for those who do protest, such as the conservative Tea Party activists who turned out by the many tens of thousands to cheer on Fox News host Glenn Beck's Rally to Restore Honor back in August. Slate Magazine's Tim Noah says holding an actual rally to mock them is a form of nihilism.
I think mockery is fine in a comedy context, but I think it's terrible in a political context.
Others, such as Time Magazine's James Poniewozik, says this is the rare case where Stewart can have his cake and eat it too, that Stewart's satire can be genuinely funny and still make a point. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.
Support